by Sharon Oakes.
Oh, hello. Market's busy today. Always is when the thrift store sets up. Look at them digging through clothes for designer label, piling up good warm jumpers, hard-wearing cotton for some fancy logo that, you mark my words, bean holes after two washes or two sizes too small and color so livid it make them look like they got jaundice. And why? Because they think flaunting an expensive little name make them feel like they're worth something. Sometimes people just don't see the quality right under their noses. And it's not just clothes. Take my good friends, Carrie and Gordon. Worked in the market on their father's stall since they were little children. Never happy. And yet all the time, well, there's a story to that. And I like to think I played small part in it myself. Everyone's got a story, haven't they?
Thanks for helping me out.
Oh, retirement don't suit me. Oh, three big weddings this week. I never come across a florist has as many orders as you.
I like to do a good job.
It's more than that. You know how to choose flowers that mend an argument, make people fall in love. Flowers live in your soul.
Don't be silly.
Your father now, his soul was hard and dry, a place where nothing grew.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
And now you don't have to answer to him or anyone else. When are you going to find husband?
Like who? Any suggestions?
You just don't give out the right messages.
Thanks.
Who could hidden behind hair like yours? Look at it like a pair of curtains.
You know I can't get it cut.
Long hair does nothing for a woman over 40.
I'm 39.
Exactly. Time's running out. Who's going to marry a woman over 40?
I'm happy as I am.
Oh, you don't fool me.
What do you mean?
I've seen how sad you look making bouquets for other people's weddings.
Each night she dreams of receiving
armfuls of snowy white arbutus. Thee only do I love.
And if Carrie ever looked out from under that fringe, she'd realize there is someone not more than 20 yards away who'd like nothing more than to get closer to her.
I'm going to the calf, same as usual.
Gorton, owner of Hardwick and Sons. George, his father, said he was born to be a butcher. Hands like meat hooks, fingers thicker than prize pork bangers. Only for the last few months, no one had seen them.
Surely you don't need to wear those rubbery gloves when you're not working.
I've got a bit of a rash. They're clean.
Anyway, what's all this about you winning a photography competition?
It was only third prize.
Only? Honestly, Gordon, we're talking a national magazine here. Which picture did you send?
The little boy gazing through the window at the pig head on display. The judges said there was a real connection between them.
I bet. I can remember spending hours looking at them when I was little. They looked like they were still alive.
Yeah, I know.
Your dad used to dress them up in cheeky little white butcher's caps. They were so cute.
Cute? I hate to have been left on my own with them.
Why? What did you think they were going to do?
Well, I don't know. He told me I was being stupid. Then one day, he hid in the freezer and jumped out with one on his head.
Oh!
Not a real one. It was a mask.
You don't mind being on your own with him now, though?
No.
Oh, some people said your father looked like a pig himself.
Mrs. Kay.
Oh, I'm only saying. So, any prize for this picture?
£500.
Oh!
You should turn professional.
How can I? I'd have to sell the shop.
Get an assistant, start part-time.
I can't. Business is bad enough as it is.
It's weird. If anything... be getting busier.
Where's Mrs. Kay? Her bacon butty will go cold.
I don't know. Her phone went and she disappeared. We were wondering where you got to.
Urgent message. See that young woman over there by Brett's stall?
Yeah.
Her hands. Ugh, like devil's claws. She says she woke up with them covered in warts.
What's that got to do with Carrie?
I wouldn't ask you again, but she's getting married.
I can't.
And, oh, she's been really sick. This wedding, she thought it would never happen. She wants everything to be perfect.
I told you, I finished with all that mumbo-jumbo.
It works.
No, people believe what they want to believe.
What does it matter? If it makes them happy, I go fetch her.
Why did you give in? You know you hate it.
This'll be the last time.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for seeing me. What do we have to do?
Touch my cheek.
You'll have to move that hair of yours out of way first.
Oh. What happened to you?
With her hair pulled back from her face, you can see whole of Carrie's birthmark. A deep red. It runs from above her right eye, down one side of her nose, to her lips and chin.
It's a port wine stain. I'm sorry. I didn't mean... It's quite pretty in a way.
Pretty?
Different.
An eclipse. It's beautiful.
Some people say they caused if the mother experienced fear when she is pregnant. That could have been very likely in Carrie's case.
Really? I've got 3 deliveries to make before lunch.
Of course.
So, may I? Go ahead.
And Lisa reached both her hands towards Carrie's face, hesitated for a moment, then placed them firmly over her blemished cheek.
My hands, they feel warm.
The very next morning, who should come rushing towards the stall?
It's that woman from yesterday. What does she want now? Look! Look at my hands.
Smooth as silk.
Warts can vanish by themselves.
Oh, not that quickly.
I don't care. They're gone. Thank you. Thank you. What do we owe you? You don't owe me anything. Then come to my wedding.
Thanks, but I can't.
Why can't you?
It wouldn't be right.
Please, I'd love you to be there.
Oh, you should go, bitch, and to buy a new outfit.
What's the point? I'd only wear it once.
Then wear it every day. What's wrong with trying to look nice?
A new dress isn't going to make much difference.
Oh, you're lovely. If only you would see it, others would too.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Are you okay?
Yes, thanks. Oh, God, it's pale.
Oh, it's broken. What a shame. Such beautiful shoes.
It's my own fault. I'm not used to stilettos.
Really? I thought they were made for people with ankles as lovely as yours.
I have to be on my feet all day.
Nurse?
Florist. I own a market stall.
I should have guessed. You smell of honeysuckle and roses.
I'll be all right now. Thanks for helping.
Which wedding's yours? I'll take you.
It's over there. Do you see the pretty girl with the blonde hair?
I'm one of her guests.
Really? Can you give her my apologies?
Why?
Well, I can't turn up with broken shoes.
Take them off.
What? Going bare feet?
Why not? I'll join you. What are you waiting for? Madam, will you do me the honour of gracing my arm?
People are looking at us.
Let them. At least our feet aren't being crippled by fancy footwear.
It's mainly women, and they aren't looking at our feet. Probably wondering what someone like you is doing talking to someone like me.
Why would they think that?
You keep looking at me.
I'm sorry if I've been staring. Your hat, it's so elegant. I was wondering if the face underneath your veil is as lovely as the rest of you.
We ought to go in. Thanks for coming. I didn't realise you two knew each other.
We don't.
I just feel like I've known Carrie all my life.
She must be casting a magic spell over you.
Magic?
Carrie has a reputation for bringing people luck. She cured my warts.
They vanished on their own.
What does she do?
Well...
Someone's waving at you.
Oh, me Auntie Joan. I'd better go over.
Your neck's gone pink. Are you blushing? I can't tell under that veil. Why don't you lift it up so I can see?
I...
Ah, wants to maintain the mystery. Sorry, I better get this.
I'd better get my coat. I have to be up at 4.
You don't have to leave yet. Stay and help me celebrate. That text was to tell me I've had an offer on an old mansion accepted, and the banks agreed a loan. I'm going to convert the building into flats. I knew you were special, and Lisa confirmed it.
Congratulations. But it would have happened anyway.
No, it's you. You've changed my fortune. I'll be honest with you, Carrie. If this deal hadn't come through, I'd have been on my uppers. Not for the first time. And now...
If we're being honest, there's something you should know about me.
And Carrie lifted her veil and pulled back her hair so that Morris could see how clearly her birthmark mapped her face.
I'll get off. Like I said, early start.
No. Don't go.
and he touched her cheek. And though he was gentle, Carrie felt a jolt that set her teeth on edge and sent her brain into a giddy spin.
Morris?
What time is it? Leave it.
I have to answer it.
Carrie?
Yes?
Where are you? It's 8 o'clock already.
Gosh, nearly the middle of the afternoon.
Is someone with you?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Kay. I'll explain later.
What?
What's wrong? I thought you liked being with me last night.
I did. I'm really happy. I just can't believe that this is happening to me.
Do you believe it now?
Until last night, I'd never even been kissed by anyone before. Well, there was a boy kissed me at a school party. I was so surprised I knocked over the buffet table and landed in the trifle. My new dress was covered in jelly and custard. My dad went mad.
It was still a kiss, wasn't it?
He was doing it for a bet.
Well, no one's put a bet on me.
We were drunk. You don't need to think you have to hang around.
I see. I've obviously not made a very good impression. Maybe I better go.
No, please. Don't. It's...
What?
It's my dad. He said no one could ever love someone like me.
What? He sounds a bastard.
My mum left him when I was 4 years old. He said she couldn't stand the looks people gave her when she took me out. Well, that's the story he gave me. It's all I've got to go on. I do know he wasn't a very easy person to live with.
Oh, Carrie. Is that her photograph over there?
Yeah. It was taken before I was born.
But she left. Why do you hold on to it?
So the picture I keep in my head of her always looks happy.
Has she ever tried to contact you?
No. For years I've searched faces in the market. I've looked for a woman who's laughing and holding down a red cherry dirndl skirt in case it blows up in the wind, hoping one day she'd find me. Tell me for herself why she couldn't stay.
Come here. I'll make sure no one hurts you again.
She had a good time at the wedding, then?
Sounds like it.
Hungover. I'll give her a call, see if she needs anything.
I'd leave her to sleep it off.
OK, I'll go later.
I wouldn't.
She'll need something to eat.
Oh, you'll probably find out anyway. She's not alone. Must have met him at the reception.
Him?
I'm sorry, Gordon, but there are people who, when they see something they want, they don't hang about.
With his heart heavier than an ox, Gordon trudged towards his shop. His eyes were misty, but no one could deny the horrible sight that leered at him through his window.
Don't look at me like that!
Then, from out of the pig head mouth, in northern curdled bowels came...
That's bloody useless.
Which was very strange, because this particular pig was Gloucestershire Old Spot. Gordon rushed inside, whisked an apron from a peg and threw it over pig's head.
Shut up!
I just happened at that moment to step inside.
Mrs. Kay, what...
I came to buy a dish of dripping. I have to say you're as white as lard yourself. You okay?
Yeah. That'll be 70p.
Your hands, they're shaking. Something scare you? Is that why I saw you throw your apron in the window? Let me look.
No, put it back!
Gordon, what's wrong? It's not just Carrie. Why do you keep wearing those ridiculous gloves?
I'm not the only butcher in the market wears gloves.
Yes, chainmail. What use is rubber? Won't stop you from slicing a finger off. Well?
I'm pathetic. I just can't stand touching dead flesh.
Oof. Bit of an inconvenience for a butcher.
I know everyone thinks my hands are a joke. You won't think they cared what they touch, but they do. And no matter how many times I wash them, they reek of blood and guts, and it's been getting worse.
Why have you never said?
How could I? And I had to find ways of carrying on with my job so I could see Carrie every day.
Oh, All these years. How come you never tell her that you love her?
I was afraid.
Oh, Kerry, she's your friend.
I know. If she didn't feel the same, then I'd have lost everything.
This man may be a moment of madness.
It's too late.
My mother used to say, "Jesto vilevjensi nie valvo nishkilvas."
Eh?
There are many more days left than sausages.
A day went past. No one saw or heard from Kerry. Then a radiant woman with hair swept back from her face into stylish chignon headed towards the perfect posy.
Isn't anyone going to say hello?
Sorry, we're a bit busy.
Yeah, it can't be. Kerry!
Kerry?
Come here. Your face is all greasy.
Has that mum made you do this?
No. I decided it was time to make a few changes.
You look lovely. You'd never know you have a birthmark.
She looks like everyone else.
And still me.
Well, I'll get back to my own business now you've finally decided to come back.
Gordon, wait! What's wrong? Is all this because for once I went somewhere without you? Gordon, you're my best friend. You'll always be my best friend. But we've both been stuck in this market too long.
Oh, see? Market not good enough for you now. You've got a fancy boyfriend.
I didn't say that. You've never even met Morris. You'd like him. He's nice.
Not judging by the kind of woman he wants on his arm. Look at you.
Hey, for the first time in my life, I actually want to look in a mirror.
At who? What do you see?
Someone who's happy to look people in the face. You could change if you tried.
I'm happy the way I am.
Are you? Are you really? Do you really want to be a butcher for the rest of your life? You're talented. Why don't you sell the business? Be a photographer.
You know I can't.
Can't or scared?
If that's all you thought of me all these years, then I'm sorry.
Gordon. Gordon! I love the way you've kept the exterior of the old mansion. And the grounds are beautiful.
I knew what I wanted. And because of you, they're going to become a reality.
You've done this yourself.
No. I've had disasters in the past. Lost a lot of money. But this time, I've got a really good feeling everything's going to work out. You're my lucky charm.
I'm the lucky one.
We both are. Gravel. From the foundations. For as long as you save this, our relationship will last forever.
Then I'd better keep it somewhere safe.
When the flats are sold, I'll buy you proper stones. Ones that sparkle.
These are enough.
Don't be silly. You're worth more than that.
Am I?
Yes. I'll show you. Take you on holiday. Get you away from that dingy market. Kerry?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about Gordon.
You're not still worrying about him?
After my mum walked out, he brought me sweets every day. He sat next to me at school when no one else would. He fetches. He used to fetch my breakfast every morning. I've not seen him for a week.
Go and talk to him.
I can't.
Well, how many years have you known each other?
He feels like a stranger. How can that suddenly happen?
I'll go and introduce myself. Might put his mind at rest if he sees I'm serious about you. Gordon?
Yes?
I'm Morris Wood. I'm seeing Kerry. Thought I'd say hello.
Hello. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm busy.
Why don't you take your gloves off and shake hands?
No, thanks.
Come on. Seems stupid not to get to know each other.
I already know more than enough about you.
Oh, yeah? Who from?
People you owe money to.
So you think I'm after Kerry for her cargoes of chrysanthemums? Doesn't say much for your opinion of her.
She means the world to me.
But can't you believe anyone else might feel the same as you?
You've not known her for more than 5 minutes.
You sound like a father. I take it you didn't particularly get on very well with him.
Go away.
It's not my fault you missed your chance. Remind me, how many years have you had the opportunity to ask her out? Careful. Don't think rubber gloves give much protection.
You'd be surprised.
Though I must say, with mitts the size of yours, I'm surprised you can get a pair to fit you. Talk about a pair of meat hooks.
Gordon!
I was just trying to break the ice with a bit of friendly banter.
Oh, you're a jumped-up liar.
Come on, Morris. I can see we're wasting our time.
Hey, I love that pig head you got on display. Looks like it's about to sing.
It's dead! Get lost! Just get lost.
Come here.
Careful. Don't cover me in makeup.
Sorry.
It's only a jacket. I'll get it cleaned.
I'll pay.
I think I can stretch to a dry cleaning bill.
No, I didn't mean... Oh, I'm sorry.
What have you got to be sorry about?
I'm so...
Oh, it's me that's sorry. Take no notice. It's a bad day.
What happened?
A bit of a blip with the cash flow. The builders are running out of materials and I need to get more on order. It'll get sorted.
I can lend you something to tide you over. How much do you need?
Oh, thanks, sweetheart, but I'll manage.
I'm a businesswoman. I'll charge you the same fee as the bank.
Ooh, getting hard-nosed now. Well, if you're sure, I'll get my solicitor to draw up a contract.
There's no need for that.
I want it all above board.
Hello, you're Brown. Nice honeymoon.
Yeah, no thanks to these.
Oh, take those hands away. Look nasty.
My warts came back worse than before.
Must have happened when she covered up her birthmark.
Where's it gone?
Makeup.
You haven't got rid of it? That's good. Is it okay if we try again?
What?
Me touching you so I can get rid of these. Might work better if you have a wash.
Oh, get away. You got a nerve.
Pardon?
No. I do not want you rubbing your disgusting hands all over my face.
You used to be nice.
What got into you?
Don't ever bring anyone else to me again with their boils and migraines, verrucas.
Oh, well, if that's how you feel, I go home.
Mrs. Kay, please. I didn't mean to...
To our first anniversary.
It's only been a month. It's a beautiful place. Must be pricey.
So, we're celebrating.
Oh, it's enough. I've got two weddings tomorrow.
We can stay up all night.
Morris, I can't.
Let's go dancing.
I've got to be up at 3.
Oh, come on, Carrie.
You're bored. I don't blame you.
No, it's not that. I'm not sure how to say this.
But don't worry. I understand.
You always do. That's why I adore you.
You adore me?
Yes. You're a sympathetic woman. Makes a pleasant change to what I'm used to.
I adore you too. You're the first person to accept me completely as I am.
And no one's perfect, Harry. Especially not me.
What's the matter?
The banks are calling in their loan.
Well, that's crazy. The flats will go up for sale next week.
Try telling that to the bank manager.
I'll put my house up as security.
She won't stay up late, but she'll risk her home. I can't let you do that.
I'll expect a percentage of the flats in return.
Let me think about it.
Poor little pig. I didn't mean to hurt you.
The pig head sitting in the window opened its thin-lipped piggy mouth.
Listen to the sin. Talking to dead meat now. Don't be so soft. Get out there and do some real talking.
Hello?
Now's the chance.
What should I say?
Gordon?
I wasn't talking to you. It was him.
And Gordon pointed at Pighead, now silent as the grave.
You've been drinking.
So?
You shouldn't be chopping meat in that state, especially in rubber gloves. Surprised the handle doesn't slip.
What do you care?
I came to try and talk to you, but I can see there's no point. I'll go.
Well, that went well. Get after her, then.
Kerry, don't wait.
Sorry?
I do care. I do care about you. Is it true?
Is what true?
You're putting your home up for... him.
If you mean Morris, I'm investing in his business.
What if you don't get your money back?
I've got a contract.
You've lived in that house all your life.
Yes, and it's been far too long.
Then why do you stay?
In case my mother tried to find me.
She might still turn up.
Yeah, right.
She won't recognise you now, though, will she?
So what am I supposed to do? Stay the same for the rest of my life? End up talking to my flowers?
I just don't want to see you get hurt.
Morris loves me.
He's using you.
Maybe it's better we don't see each other for a while.
That night, Gordon turned and tossed and knotted himself in sweaty dreams. He was being chased by giant hog with giant tusks.
Sure that jumped up beggar what for? Go on, there's twice size of him. Show him what that's made of.
Get out of my dreams. You're meant to be in my shop. Wait a minute. Your voice. There's something familiar. It can't be. Dad?
What's that waiting for?
Gordon's father was useless with encouragement when Gordon was boy, but better late than never. And Gordon stopped and turned to face the beast and raised his arm with a flash of steely silver.
Thanks for agreeing to come back. I missed you.
It takes more than few crosswords to spoil good friendship.
Is that one of your Polish sayings?
No, but this is. Śmierzchilia głupido sera.
Meaning?
You are smiling like an idiot to his cheese. Oh, his Morris seems like he can't wait to see you either.
Hi, Mrs. Kay. Carrie, I need to talk to you.
What about?
Well, it's private.
Oh, right. Mrs. Kay, would you mind giving the leaves a polish?
Sure. So, off I went with my duster and crouched behind large rubber plant close to Morris and Carrie, so I could hear every word they said. Well, I was sure he was about to ask her something very big. Just at that moment, Gordon happened to be passing.
You're all right. Is it your back?
Shh, come here. But don't let Carrie see you. Morris, he's got something important to ask her.
How am I supposed to fit behind the rubber plants?
Just try. Come on.
Is everything okay?
I hate to do this.
You're breaking up with me?
Huh? No.
Then what?
I need to borrow more money. By the end of today.
How much?
2,000.
Don't give it him!
Gordon! Mrs. Kay!
Oh, Carrie, I can explain.
I've been spying.
And it's a good job. Carrie, he's bleeding you dry.
You wouldn't ask if it wasn't important. Anyway, what are you doing? I thought I asked you to keep away.
When are you gonna wake up? He owes money everywhere.
I suppose being such a hotshot business tycoon makes you an expert?
Just ignore him. Gordon, go back to your shop.
You're making a big mistake.
Is she? I suppose you think she'd be better off with you? Well, if you want her, why don't you fight for her?
Yeah? Oh,
yeah?
This is getting ridiculous.
Don't worry, he won't take his gloves off.
And with the fighting talk still ringing from his dream, Gordon raised giant boulder fists.
Big tub of lard.
Will you stop it, the pair of you? What's come over you? There's nothing big about fighting. It's ugly and stupid. I hate it!
Her birthmark, how do you think she got it? Her father slapped her mother round the face when she was pregnant. Carrie was born carrying the marks.
Mrs. Kay.
Oh, I never realised. I'm so sorry. I was just trying to protect you from this con man.
I'm not a con man. The reason I didn't want to tell you was because I didn't want to spoil the surprise. I've booked Lustral Castle for your 40th.
That's where famous people get married.
How did you manage that?
Called in a few favours. They won't hold it if I don't get a deposit to them by the end of today.
Oh, you'll say anything.
We've sold 3 flats already.
That's fantastic.
You'll have your money back with a tidy profit by the end of the week.
Do you think red washes me out?
No, I think you look fine in it.
This party, I'm not sure if, because I'm not used to...
A few glasses of champagne, you'll be fine.
I hardly know anyone. Can't we invite people from the market?
The evening's going to be the perfect chance to impress new investors.
And you think my friends will let you down?
It's never a good idea to mix business with pleasure.
But I thought the party was for me, for my birthday.
It is. Look, if we're going to get hitched, you'll have to get used to schmoozing strangers like they're your best mates.
Hitched?
Oops. I'd planned to ask you on the night. Will you give me your hairband?
Puzzled, she pulled her hair free. It cascaded loosely round her face.
Thanks.
Morris dropped down on one knee and wrapped the elastic a few times round her finger.
Carrie Hathaway, Will you be my wife? Carrie?
Yes, of course. Of course I will.
Forty and engaged. Why are you looking so glum?
I'm not. It's what I dreamed of.
Oh, you'd be beautiful, bride. Shame your mum won't see you.
I'd only be a disappointment.
Don't be so hard on her.
Me? Me hard on her? How much harder can you get than abandoning your child?
There's not many mothers don't love their children.
Yeah, well, if she ever loved me, she had a funny way of showing it. All the times I needed her. When a girl needs her mother, she wasn't there.
Sometimes mothers, well, they have to make hard choices. Sometimes they have no choice at all.
What do you mean?
Your father. He told you your mother left because of you.
Yes.
You were just a little girl. He told you what he wanted.
I didn't want to believe him. For years I sent her birthday cards, Mother's Day cards. I never told anyone. She never replied.
Maybe she did. You just never got the letters.
No. My dad was right.
Your father, if anyone was hard, he was. She was afraid. She had nowhere to turn. He said if she left him, he'd make sure she'd never see you again. And if she tried to make contact, he'd make sure you suffer. And she knew he was man of worth.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
He threatened to sack me. I was sending money back home to Poland. I had a daughter. She was very sick. I needed to work.
All these years. You could have told me after he died.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carrie. I didn't know how. I thought you'd never forgive me. You were like my daughter. I thought I'd lose you too.
Oh, come here. I wish you were coming to my party.
Morris, he'll make sure you get what you want another time.
Carrie Hathaway?
Yes?
And flowers for you.
Me? For me? Camellias. Perfection.
Baskets and bouquets arrive daily.
Primrose. I can't live without you. Oh, Morris.
At long last, someone had thought to send her flowers.
Having fun, sweetheart?
Yes.
There's George Cooper. I'll go and have a word.
Morris, you've hardly spoken to me all night.
I don't want to lose that development I've got my eye on. Can you call the estate agents in the morning?
I'll be at work.
Get a manager. Or better still, sell up and plough the money into this venture.
I like the market.
Don't you think you're a bit beyond that now? George, won't be a minute.
Poor Carrie clutched her drink alone at the edge of the room, like she's still the little girl who was only invited to her classmates' party because their mums told them they should be kind to the girl with no mother and a birthmark. Meanwhile, Gordon knocked back neat whiskey in his empty shop in empty market. But it wasn't completely empty, of course. In the window sat his usual pig's head. Gordon looked up as it spat the apple from its mouth.
Sitting there feeling sorry for this and never solved out.
Oh, really? Look where your last lot of advice got me. Why do you think I stuck that apple in your mouth so you'd keep stum?
And Gordon picked the apple off the floor and rammed it back between its jaws.
Steady on a bit, son.
Steady on. Steady on. It's Saturday night and I'm talking to a pig's head who thinks he's me father. Me father who's just happens to have been dead for the last 2 years.
Would you feel better if it was a whole pig?
Oh.
All right. No need to get aerated. This ain't easy for me. But what I want to say, well, what I want to say is, you're right. I made mistakes, but I'm doing the best I can to put them right.
By trying to convince me I'm going mad.
I just wanted you to know, I did what I thought was best. I taught you a good trade and left you with a sound business.
Your idea are good. You never asked me what I wanted.
Well, now's the chance.
It's too late. I wanted to go to art college.
You never said.
No, because I was scared to. Just like my mother was scared to tell you she didn't like working in the shop.
I only ever wanted to make her happy. Give her a nice home.
She was never there. She was always stuck behind this counter.
I told her, once the business was steady, she could spend a bit more time painting and that.
Bit late by then, though, wasn't it?
I thought the world of her. I don't know if she ever knew. So, I'm telling you, lad, take your chance. Get off your backside and make sure that Carrie knows exactly how you feel about her. And tell that flash wheeler dealer where he can get off while you're at it.
What's the point? He's right. I'm pathetic. I'm a big wuss. And when I stop acting like a wuss, I make myself look even more stupid. What's Carrie ever going to see in me now? She doesn't even want to be friends with me anymore. I've lost everything.
You're a better man than he is. Any road. What's to lose?
And Gordon stood straight and tall, ripped off his rubber gloves...
You're right.
..and ran towards the shop door, then hesitated and turned.
Thanks, Dad.
But that pig head just sat there, silent and glassy-eyed. Gordon, in his bloody apron, charged like wild boar through the astonished guests.
Excuse me, please. Carrie Hathaway! I love you!
Gordon!
I love you! I've always loved you. Since we were 10 years old and you took off the label saying kick me that some idiot stuck on me back. You're beautiful. I love you. Marry me.
And he thrust an armful of red tulips into her arms.
Undying love.
Get out. Or have you thrown out?
You don't love her.
Of course I do.
Not like this.
And Gordon swept Carrie onto the tips of her toes and kissed her with such great passion that her feet left the ground. And for the first time, she knew what it meant to be walking on air.
Gordon!
Touch her again and I'll make you sorry.
Carrie, he doesn't love you like I do.
Why have you waited to tell me this now?
I've tried. I've been sending you flowers.
Someone fetch security.
I thought they were from Morris.
What idiot sends flowers to a florist?
No one. And it's what I've wanted more than anything.
You look at them all day. I can buy you cars, jewellery, holidays.
Oh!
Carrie, what's the matter with your face? It's turning crimson.
And he was right. As if the moon had moved away from the sun and freed a blinding burst of light.
I'm burning. It's my birthmark. It's on fire.
Shh. Quick, run to the toilet and splash your skin with cold water.
Carrie.
And Gordon cupped her face in both his hands.
It's all right.
You're not wearing your gloves. The pain. It's gone. My skin's as cool as an early morning.
She looked for first time into Gordon's truthful and tender eyes.
You were there all the time.
Standing back from both men, she drew out a pouch hidden beneath her dress and took out a handful of gravel.
What are you doing? That's the gravel I gave you.
You said while ever I kept it safe, it would be a mark of our everlasting love. I'm sorry, Morris.
And she flung it in the air, watched as it floated back like petals.
Can you believe that? Stones turn to flowers.
And Carrie walked into Gordon's outstretched arms.
This is where I belong.
She's here. Oh, don't she look nice? Gordon blissfully watched his lovely bride-to-be glide down the aisle.
Oh, Carrie.
He lifted her veil.
You're wearing camouflage.
I want to make you proud.
Come here.
And he gently wiped the makeup from her cheeks.
Anyone got a mirror?
Here.
Look into this.
Do I have to? Now.
Please.
Carrie looked at her reflection.
This is who you are. You look beautiful. You are beautiful. I love you. I love every single bit of you with all my heart.
Aww. Look at my hands. My warts, they've gone.
Oh, blimey.
Shall we ask the vicar to start?
But at that moment, the church door was flung open. A woman holding down a red cherry dirndl skirt ran towards Kerry and Gordon. She threw handfuls of a hieroglyphic confetti of letters and envelopes that swirled and clung like blossom in Kerry's hair. And piecing them together, Kerry read.
Thinking. Kisses. You. Heart.
Missing.
My darling.
Beautiful.
Little girl.
And in her father's writing.
Sender. Return. To.
The woman handed Kerry a huge armful of amaranthus.
I came to bring you these as a wedding bouquet. But I'll understand if you tell me to leave.
Unchanging love. How did you find me?
Mrs. Kaminsky.
Who's that woman hugging Kerry?
Miranda. Kerry's long-lost mum.
Tale is nearly done. What's left to add? Well, once Kerry was married, don't worry, I told her straight. 40 and no children. And this time Kerry and Gordon didn't hang about. Angelica was born, followed year later by little George. Miranda made doting gran, and the pig head? Gordon still displays a new one every day. Do any of them speak? Who knows? Like Kerry said, people believe what they want to believe. But at last, she and Gordon realize what they are looking for isn't as far away or as hidden as they thought. So, that's Kerry and Gordon. Just another story on the market.
So come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild. Come on, feel the noise. Girls, grab your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Till dawn.
Kerry was Michelle Holmes. Mrs. Kaminsky, Melissa Jane Sinden, Gordon, Andrew Westfield, Morris, Ian Champion, and Lisa, Claire Lever. Eclipse was written by Sharon Oakes and produced in Manchester by Gary Brown.
So come on, feel the noise.